Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Hey, in about half an hour's time, we're getting a very flirty, sexy, erotic short story being read by Charlie Pickering. He's going to come back.
Yes.
He was in the show earlier. He's going to come back and read some erotic fiction for us, which is super exciting. As well as apparently somebody has made a huge donation to the Movember Foundation on my page, Ollie, on our page.
That's right. You've shaved off the Mo, but you have got it back just now with a filthy racist mustache put on your...
You texted it onto my face.
That was punishment for you losing. Check it out at Instagram, at Tom and Ollie.
But
and
Tom, Ollie, never, no, never shush, again. Shush. You're muddying the waters here, mate. Somebody's made a huge donation because I've said the person who makes the largest donation to the Movember Foundation on the Tom and Ollie page, so you can get the link through Tom and Ollie on Facebook and Instagram, right?
Sure.
The largest donation, they'll get an invite to the end of year party, which is massive.
Cool, man. Let's talk about sexy stuff like oral fellatio. Tonight we are chatting to one of our favourites, Nadia Bocchetti. We'll chat to her next, and I believe she has some tips, some tricks, some learnings about blowjobs.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah.
This is so exciting, Ollie. Nadia Bocchetti is in with us. G'day, Nadia.
Hi, guys. It's good to be back.
Good to be here in the flesh with you. You're not always in with us properly, but tonight, a special occasion.
I'm often in the flesh, though, if you've been on my Instagram.
That's true.
At Nadia Bocchetti, if you do want to check her out, sex enthusiast. Nadia, what are we chatting about tonight?
We're going to chat about blowjobs.
Whoa, the BJ.
The BJ.
Blowjobs, and that applies to men and women as well? Do you call them blowjobs for girls?
No.
Not really.
Usually you would refer to it as cunnilingus.
Yes.
It's very long though, isn't it, that word?
It is, yeah. I like to just say eat my...
Oh.
Lady Garden.
Lady Garden.
I was like, I'm going to get in so much trouble with
like
the censor.
Kate, the lady, the singer.
I say Lady Garden because it's like, you know, it's a special place.
Yeah. Okay.
Kate Bush,
But guys, I have to say, before we get started, I keep getting in these really awkward conversations before every segment that I have with you guys. Like I told you the last time we talked about anal, someone asked me at work where I was going when I was coming to the radio segment. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do anal with these two guys. And I was like, wait, no, that didn't come out right. And then note to self when I was coming here, do not ask your Uber driver if he likes blowjobs when he's navigating a busy intersection.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were going to die.
he suddenly, the wheel was shaking and he was not sure where he was going.
I was like, wait, no, I meant like, do you have a question? You know, I'm doing a radio segment.
A big old content warning on this one, but we want to open it up to you. 133353. Give us a call if you've got questions or tips or stories about blowjobs tonight or oral sex. And you can also hit us up across Facebook or Instagram at Tom and Ollie with a Y.
Here's a good starting point, Nadia. Blowjobs or cunnilingus, so females and male head. Which one takes more skill is more hard work, do you think?
Oh, do you know what? I have attempted both.
Yes, okay. That's good.
And I think women take a lot more skill, personally, yeah.
To give a lady a good time, it takes
to give
more skill.
A lady a good time, like a really good time, yeah. There's a lot more down there that you have to be conscious of. I feel like, I don't know, maybe this is just me, but I feel like giving a blowjob to a guy is, like, really easy.
Is it?
Yeah.
I would have thought there'd be... I mean, it's more hard. I mean, like it's more...
No pun intended.
Yeah, there's more like moving parts, whereas, you know...
There's a lot more moving parts with women. Yeah, I always compare, like, giving a blowjob to a guy, it's like sucking on someone's finger. Like,
it's
just the one thing to focus on. It's pretty, you know...
I hate to say it sounds too small.
Well, it depends what you're working with. But you know what they say, it's not the size of the wand, it's the work of the wizard.
That's so true. Tom's being very quiet here.
I mean, you
don't want to share too much, Tom, and I understand that.
Well, I mean, nobody wants a gay radio host to come on the air and go, well, I've tried both as well, boys, and I'll do which one's better.
I do.
I know that I have got a certain gay friend, not saying it's Tom, certain gay friend who's come in to work on a Monday. He's got a sore throat. And so you don't get that from having fun with a lady downstairs. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, you can definitely give yourself a sore throat if you're going too hard. I'm personally a fan of the whole gagging thing. I think it just adds a bit of, you know,
right,
entertainment value to it.
Was that a learned thing?
I just feel so sorry for poor Tom. He just looks like so horrified. Like,
especially because there's a sales team outside as well. 133353. Do you have questions about oral sex? Maybe you've got a tip that you'd like to share. No pun intended. Mm. Or you've got a story. 133353.
We're discussing blowjobs, Tom, and cunnilingus.
Oral sex, thank you.
Oral sex, if you prefer it. Is that how you like it?
Yep.
And we're joined by Nadia Bocardi, our sex enthusiast and longtime friend.
I just love how you call me a sex enthusiast.
I think it's the best title.
I agree.
That's your title. That's what's on your Instagram bio?
I say that I am a sex positive journalist, right. but people do refer to me as a sexpert, but I just am quick to say I don't have any particular expertise in sex. It's more that I write a lot about it and I love it and have no shame around it.
Great.
Well, my bio is sex king. Tom's a sex pest. Is it sex pest?
Huh? 133353. Give us a call if you have any questions about oral sex. Maybe you've got some tips or maybe you've got even a horror story. We love horror stories.
Before we go there, though, Nadia, you have apparently a worst story. Do you want to share your learnings from your worst blowjob story?
Well, I think we all have a best and a worst story, don't we?
I guess categorically, yeah, but I couldn't recall my worst.
Well, my worst experience of receiving oral sex actually was with a woman who was a lesbian. She'd only been with women, so I thought, great, this is going to be astronomical. This is a woman who really understands women.
You thought, great, a Ferrari.
Is exactly it. And, I think maybe she was really nervous. Like, she was, you know, had made it clear that she was quite into me. And she'd also had a bit to drink earlier in the night, so I don't know if that had affected it. But, yeah, I was just like, does she know where the clitoris is? Like, she's got one, right?
Yeah, well, that can be hard to find, notoriously. But when you say the worst, and it wasn't very good, for a girl, is it just boring or is it actually uncomfortable if it's really bad?
There are two kinds. There's boring and uncomfortable. I've only ever had the boring kind, but I've got many girlfriends who can very vividly describe the less comfortable kind, and that's where guys just stay down there for too long. I feel like I've got to say this as a public service announcement. Please, guys, don't do anything down there for longer than 20 minutes. There are guys that there are guys that actually take pride in... I have guys message me all the time. They say, oh, I can go for hours down there. I can go all night. I have really close girlfriends who are sex workers. They have sex with men for their job.
Yeah.
They're very experienced at it. And they say the number one thing they can't stand is when a client wants to give them head for like an hour. They're like, it honestly gets so uncomfortable.
Well, they're working.
Guys, so, I mean, it's like you're going to lick our labia off. Like, enough is enough, you know? Like, there's a limit.
Yeah.
133353 if you've got questions, tips, or horror stories. G'day, Wade. Hello, Wade.
Oh, g'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, no worries. Just
don't be scared, Wade. What do you want to ask, mate? Nadia.
So look, mate. So I'm from Cadmatite. Myself and my friend Joe are here, and we're just wondering if blowjobs are better with tongue rings. We've never experienced this before. Or is it a myth? Mm. What is it, guys?
So you guys want to know if it's better for a girl if you have a tongue ring in? Or...
No, better for a guy. Better for a guy.
Better for a guy if
hard
the girl
for,
has
hard
a tongue
for
ring
Nadia
in.
To answer that.
Well, yeah, you guys would have to answer that one.
Can't say I've got any experience. I have heard good things about tongue rings in general. The large idea with them is that they do add pleasure.
Mm. It's adding an extra dynamic into the mix. So it depends on how skilled the oral sex giver is. Yeah. Because if you haven't got the basics right and you're going to add something else in there, it can potentially make it more uncomfortable.
We'll ask the phones for you, Wade. 133353.
Tom, yes or no, quickly?
I can't answer. I don't know.
Never had any.
I don't think so. I can't remember with the tongue ring. You don't necessarily go, oh, tongue rings, I'm going to remember that one.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, come on. You would so remember.
I would. Yeah. Let's go Rick, shall we?
Hey, how you going, boys?
Oh, no worries, Rick. Hey, it's a national radio show, mate. Mate, you've got a blowjob horror story for us on 133353.
Yeah. Oh, about 16 years ago. Well, with my girlfriend at the time, who is now my wife, she was going down on me, and she was going down on me at a bit of a furious pace. And, well, it was enough of a pace to get a, well, I had a blood blister.
Oh, no!
You acquired a blister through the process of it.
Yeah, and...
Well,
yeah, and we're going... This isn't what we're hoping for.
That's not what I signed up for.
And so, well, we ended up going down to her GP, so I got to meet her own doctor, and because you're like, oh, yeah, what happened? And she's like, well, yeah, I was down giving him head, and, you know, this is what, you know.
Oh, man, you don't want that to happen, do you?
You have to give her points for enthusiasm, though.
100%. Oh, 100%. Danny on 133353, you've got a comment about the tongue ring, whether it's better or worse.
I wouldn't say it's always better. I think I've had better from girls who didn't have tongue rings.
Okay.
But it definitely adds just a little bit of something.
As
like you can feel it, you can feel that it's there, and it's not a bad thing at all.
Yeah.
In the words of Wolf Mother, another dimension.
Absolutely. Especially if she's got two, like one on each side of her tongue. Game changer.
Wow, that would be a game changer. Well, Nadia, thank you so much. We've learned a lot, and we've spent a good bit of time here discussing the ins and outs of blowjobs. And you're always a fountain of wisdom.
At Nadia Bocchetti on Instagram, if you want to check her out. Not in a bad way, in like a checkout.
Check me out in any way, Thomas, guys. I have no shame. I don't care.
Thanks, Nadia, mate.
It's that time of night where we like to get a bit flirty, Tom, and we're lucky to be joined by a guest reader of our erotic fiction. Charlie Pickering is back.
Hi.
What did you get? What did you get for dinner?
I just had a sandwich.
Did you film it?
Yeah.
I'd love to watch the video of that.
Those people who were around earlier would know what we were talking about. But Charlie Pickering, mate, we have given you our used copy of 5 Minute Erotica by Carol Queen.
Yeah, she's the master, apparently.
Well, she didn't actually do much writing.
She compiled
just,
it.
Yeah.
But she's great at compiling. I hope she
was like a chain smoker. She was like, I've just been reading your piece about being on a gondola in Venice, being unceremoniously pumped by a gondolier. I couldn't put it down.
It's going in my compilation.
And I couldn't stand up. Can I put it in my compilation?
She said compilation.
Oh, I want to compile it. I want to compile the crap out of it. I'm feeling compiled right now. I'm a compile driver.
I want a compile driver.
Well, Charlie Pickering, here's what we need you to do. I've got a beep button ready for any expletives. I want you to open up to a random page. Let us know what the title of the story is if you can flick back. But usually the start of the story sucks, so try and start halfway through. What's the title of this one?
It's Under the Camel Light.
Oh, okay.
Well, first quickly. Yeah. There's a number of ways I can read this.
Okay.
Do you want me to read it? Sexy?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want sexy? Because the other thing is I read a lot. For the last 4 years, I've read to get a toddler to sleep.
Oh, okay.
And probably... I could read this the way I would read this to put a put a toddler to sleep.
Interesting.
Should we give that a go?
If you'd like to.
Actually, it really sounded horrible when I said,
do you want to be in that mindset or would you rather go
make
sexy?
It sexy.
Make it sexy. You
make
sure?
Yeah, make it sexy. Come on.
Or I could do it as a newsreader. That's the other one. I could do it as a newsreader.
Let's give newsreader a go.
Okay, yeah, newsreader.
Johnny was strong and wasn't about to stop. My praise for his staying power always motivated him to record extremes. And Pete's eyes told me he wasn't going anywhere either. Our eyes remained fixated as my third orgasmic wave series came rushing in.
Oh, wow.
Pete lit up his third cigarette. So Johnny and I sucked, spanked, licked, whipped, kissed, cradled and caressed one another until sunrise.
Oh, wow, that's a long time.
We even brought out our latex playwear.
What?
And Pete was there, watching and smoking all night long.
Oh, so Pete's a third in this situation. There's a menage a trois going on.
Pete is a third wheel. There were three people at the scene of the crime. A man was seen leaving the scene wearing latex playwear.
It's bad writing to begin with, but it sounds even worse in that staccato newsreader.
It takes a lot of...
Do you want to go toddler now?
Yeah, you want to go... Okay,
Go toddler.
For me, the night was just the beginning.
Oh, way better.
From then on, whenever I f***ed in that studio... Pete was there. He never skipped a beat.
What?
His piercing magical eyes catapulted my orgasms into a sublime realm.
Wow.
Do you know what a sublime realm is? Every time. In total, 372 times. But who's counting? Can you count up to 372 orgasms? That's a big number.
Yeah.
Particularly when it comes to orgasms.
What's an orgasm, Charlie?
It's the best thing you can feel.
Charlie Pickering, I think we'll leave that one there. That is absolutely amazing. Flirty930, thank you so much.
Wow. For some reason, it felt career-ending.
Yeah, well, it could be. It relies on the beeps.
Please get those beeps out.
100%, 100%. Thank you so much, Charlie Pickering.
Thanks so much, guys.
With Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
So good of Charlie Pickering to come in and do Flirty 930. Absolutely amazing stuff. Hey, if you want to share that with your mates, you'll be able to find it up on Facebook tomorrow. We'll chuck a little video up there.
Great. And what a huge show, Tom. We've covered off so much. We got serious, talking about postnatal depression. We spoke about, to Chopper Reed. But also, Tom, you have revealed that you're doing Movember and you're raising money, your big bloody hero.
Ollie, my motif, my mustache, the thing I'm known famous for, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's absolutely gone, mate. I feel naked without it. Like the whole show, I've been able to lick my lips. Nothing's been
I think you're most famous for being the only gay on Triple M, to be honest. That's what you're most famous for.
Huh?
I mean, your mustache is great, but that's more of a visual thing. But by the way, go and see the video on Instagram, Tom and Ollie, where Tom does get it shaved off. It's all there. And he gives himself a funny little mustache that he thinks is funny, but it's racist.
Ollie, that's also the place you can go, mate, to donate money to the Movember Foundation. Now, I am a Movember ambassador, an official ambassador of Movember, and I've told you, told you that if you donate the most amount of money between now and Thursday, next week, I will give you a double pass to come to our end of year party. That's right. Everybody else has to earn their way there. You just have to donate the most amount of money.
Just got to pay a lot of money.
So far, Maddie is in front. $150 is where we're at.
What a legend, Maddie. Good girl.
She's actually gone onto the website and donated. You have to go on the website and donate to be eligible. So I want you over the weekend scrounge together some cash from maybe you and a mate if you want to go along with a mate.
Oh, because if you
go
double
half
up,
halves,
yeah,
mate,
you get a plus one.
Exactly right.
Oh, cheeky.
So jump onto our Facebook or Instagram. You can find the link there. And hey, it's not too late to sign up for Movember. You can do it today. Shave off the face clean.
Go there, do all that. And there is a poll on Instagram. Does Tom look weird or good without a mustache? I'm saying it's weird. Everyone else is saying it's weird, Tom. But the poll is there and get involved.
We'll see you next week. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at Tom and Ollie.